This is Bill Brady on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX. Today, the first of a two-part series on retirement. Part one this morning, part two tomorrow morning at 6:30 here on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX. Donald Herzler is with us today with a book that, well, I think a lot of the people in Arizona, especially the seasonal people in Arizona who have already retired, should have a great interest in. And for people who are going to retire, it will give you plenty of things to think about. Donald Herzler, author of Suddenly Retired, A Roadmap for What Comes Next. A basic question, maybe not one that you will be expecting, but is retirement really all it's cracked up to be?
Well, aloha, Bill, and yes, it is. I am a major flag waver for retirement, and this comes from a guy, myself, who had a 40-year corporate career, never missed a paycheck, was there every day, loved what I did, and had good success at it. But at some point, and that point for me was at age 61, I decided I want to see what else I have in me. And I was financially secure enough to retire and find out what else I had in me. And what else I had in me turned out to be a bunch of creativity and a lot of fun.
Now, I mentioned to you that I personally do not intend to retire. I'm over 65 at this point. Plan to work until I drop, die with my boots on, so to speak. But there are probably people who are hearing this, and when they hear your comment about it, that at 61 you decided to try something else, what's your mental state of mind at a time like that, where you finally said, you know what, I'm doing very well in my corporate position, making tons of money, but it's not making me exquisitely happy anymore. What's the mental state of mind that someone would hit?
Well, mine was, everyone's unique, I think, but mine came to a turning point. I had a wonderful career with my employer at the time. I'd been there 11 years. I'd worked for a billionaire for a couple of years before that. And prior to that, I'd been 28 years with Allstate Insurance. So I'd had a long insurance career, and I had, at that last employer, had kind of reached as high as I was going to go, and it was going to be, coasting or whatever you want to call it from there on, which didn't interest me. Or I had several offers to go out and be CEO of other things and in one case, chairman, go run something else. But those were all 5-6 year commitments. And I just said, you know what, I've been there, I've done that. I love Hawaii. Let's get on with our lives. And so we decided to pull the chain at that point. So in my case, it was at a choice point, and I chose the lazy route.
We're going to get into a little of what you're doing now. It doesn't strike me as lazy being the best description of it, but we'll get to that in a moment. But I would periodically over the years run into some lunatic who would say to me, I want to be retired by 40, or I want to be retired by 50. Why? There's a lot to be accomplished in this world. What do they think retirement is all about if they want to be hell-bent on retiring so early?
Bill, you and I share that same view. I am thankful beyond imagination that I had a 40-year career. I loved it and made me financially secure, and I learned a lot, met a lot of great people, got a lot of great experiences. So I wouldn't give that up for the world. But I think in some cases that's people using the word retirement a little differently than I would. I think what they're saying is, I don't want to work for anybody after age 40. Maybe I'm willing to work, but it'll be on my rental properties, or it'll be on my art, or it'll be on whatever. But I think they're just saying, I don't want to work. I don't want to have a boss. I don't have to go 8 to 5 to work. And I want to be in total control. I don't know too many people who have actually retired and just go lay on the beach.
No, I do hear people say that they want to play golf. They want to do leisure things. But somehow I wonder if It is healthy for anybody to play that much golf. But that's
I will mention that I live directly across the street from the first tee at a beautiful country club I belong to when I was in Chicago. This is right when I very first retired. They had 36 beautiful holes. I could literally walk over, wave at the at the people in the shop and tee off. And I was a 9 handicapper when I retired, and I thought, boy, now that I can play 36 holes a day, I will be a zero in no time, quite possibly be on the seniors tour. In no time, I was a 12. And in a little longer than no time, I was pretty bored of golf and wasn't getting any better. And now I play like 4 times a year and have to cheat to break 100.
Now, I have a cousin. He and I played golf when we were kids. He's launched a publicly traded company in the last few years. He's older than I am. We used to play 40 holes a day, and not every day, but I remember him saying to me, Bill, he said, practice it long, and you'll practice it wrong.
Wow. Well, he was right, and I'm glad I got that time to see if I was going to be any good at golf, but hey, turns out I wasn't.
Well, you are good at the understanding and the theory and the strategy of retirement. If somebody is listening to this right now and they are still working and they're thinking about retirement, what would you advise them to do, especially if they're, say, 3 to 5 years out? What would you advise them to do in terms of what they should think about before making that decision to just move forward on it mindlessly?
What a great question. The answer to that, I feel, is in two parts. The first one is to run through the finish line. I'm an old track guy, and that was a lesson I learned early on from my coach. Run through the finish line. Don't start telling people you're going to retire. Don't let HR know what your intentions are. You just keep your nose in the work and keep at it until the day you retire, and that'll serve you well during that period of time. However, behind the scenes, my little book, Suddenly Retired, has got a process that my wife and I used because we were about a year or two out, and we said, what are we going to do when we retire, and where are we going to do it? Because we'd lived, I think, 14 different cities over the years. So we were a little confused about all that. We put together the simplest process. You don't need to buy the book to follow it. It basically says, name 10 things you want to do in retirement, absolutely want to do, and name 10 things you absolutely don't want to do. And make sure you do it with your significant other or spouse or whatever. And so you then have a starting place where you can look for commonalities and differences and start to narrow things down. I'll tell you, by the time Linda and I got done, that's my wife Linda, and I got done with that listing, which you can imagine probably only took less than an hour, we sat there and looked at each other and said, well, this is pretty simple. We're moving to Hawaii because it just narrowed us down to really that was the only we had a thing in there like we at the end of the day when we get ready to go to bed, we want to be in the United States. We've been to 105 countries and we know what it's like being around the world. And by gosh, I want to be in this country when the sun goes down. And so, well, that narrowed it down to 50 states. And then we had another one that said we want to be able to swim in a tropical, clear ocean filled with animals and waves and cool stuff like that. Well, that narrowed it down to just one or two. And then, by the way, when we finished the sentence by saying we want to do that 365 days a year, that narrowed it down to one because Florida gets cool in the wintertime and Hawaii doesn't. So. Anyway, it's just a process for helping you think through what you're going to, who you're going to be, what are you going to do, and where are you going to do it.
Very well stated. Donald Herzler is with us. He's the author of a book called Suddenly Retired, A Roadmap for What Comes Next. The book is available through Amazon. We will continue with Donald Herzler in just a few minutes. I've got 100 questions, and we could be here for 6 hours, but I'm not going to do that to the man because he's retired. We are back in just a moment. Bill Brady on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX. This is Bill Brady on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX. The name of the book is Suddenly Retired, a roadmap for what comes next. Donald Herzler is the author, and he is with us. Donald, you mentioned your wife, Linda. Kind of an important person to you. I interviewed a guy about the Bush women recently, including Barbara Bush, and I learned something I never knew, that he declared his candidacy for the presidency in 1988, I guess it would have been, and he didn't tell her.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought, geez, kind of an important thing for a couple, and you would think that
it might come up in a conversation, you know?
Yeah, that might affect her. Tell me this, when we look at couples, I was married for a long time to a wonderful woman who passed away 5 years ago. But we had just an ideal relationship, soulmates, best friends. I said to somebody one time, you know, if the two of us were in the house together, we were usually in the same room. And she was a very strong woman. So it wasn't because she was not a strong woman. It's just we were blessed with each other. Now, when you are talking about the retirement where previously somebody went off 40, 45, 50 hours a week to go to work, but now the two people are home every day, what do you need to think about in terms of how you structure your life?
Well, thank you. Linda and I have been married 54 years, and three of those happily, not in a row, a week here, a week there, but we get along great. We're best of friends, and she and I have both grown in our retirement in ways that I'll tell you about. First of all, I think the first week or so, 2 weeks maybe, that I was retired, she came over to me one day and she said, "You mean, let me get this straight, you're not going to be traveling anymore?" Because I traveled extensively. I mean, like every week for decades. And then all of a sudden I'm in her hair and in the house. And so we had to work out those differences, and we're still working them out, but we'll get it right here one of these days. But the important thing was I tried to become more comfortable with some of the things that were a bigger part of her life, and she's certainly done the same with me. And I'll give you one real quick example. When we were first retired, I would take her out in the ocean, and if she ran into large reef fish, which are, you know, completely harmless, if they were large enough, I would look over and she'd be swimming backwards away from them. That's as opposed to 15 years down the road now, where she has twice gotten me out of very significant incidents with very dangerous sharks well offshore here, where they were trying to kind of have at me, and she stepped in. I had been injured, and she stepped in and kept them off of me. And she's quite, you know, at ease in the water with sharks, or at nighttime with manta rays and all sorts of fun. So we've both kind of grown, and I think that's the way it is with most people. If you love each other and you're committed to each other, you're going to find ways to get along, even in retirement.
Well, I think it's the challenge there is that whereas two people might have both worked, or one worked and the other had a different type of life, when you're now together 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you've got to expect that even the best relationship could necessitate some adjustments, because two people are, in fact, people.
Right.
Let me pose this question to you. Don Herzler is with us. He's the author of the book Suddenly Retired, A Roadmap for What Comes Next. As people are looking at retirement, I tend to hear from people who they want to go to Europe, they want to go up and down the Danube, they want to travel the world. And then later on, they may not have the same level of capacity in regard to health. Can we break retirement into segments or into eras? And is that something people should be thinking about in terms of when they do whatever it is they want to do?
Absolutely. I have a chapter in the book called, I forget exactly what it's called, but it basically says, save the river cruises for down the road. The cruising life is one thing, but when you're 61 or 65, I was really still a vibrant physical human being at that point in my life, and that's when we trek out to the volcanoes and jump in with the big sharks, and I jumped in with saltwater crocodiles down in Mexico, and hike all over Machu Picchu and blah blah blah. Do it early on, because I'm 75 now, and although I'm very active, I certainly see the toll that time takes, and I can look not too far down the future and say, you know, maybe I won't be able to do that just like I've been doing it for this past decade. So, yeah, front load it. Get the physical stuff done early. Don't put them off. Don't put things off in retirement. Man, don't put things off. Get them done. And then later on, that's time for the cruise ships and a little further on. We all get to a point where we're a little more housebound. So at least three different eras there for retirement.
You know, this was not a good week. People may hear this program in the future, and it will sound dated, but Olivia Newton-John died this week at 74, and Lamont Dozier, who was a great record producer in Motown with Berry Gordy, he died at 81. People should be cognizant in terms of what we just spoke about, in terms of being realistic about how much time you have left.
I tell people that, since I was a corporate CEO and this and that, I'm one of the fortunate people in life who's had every good thing there is to have in life. I've had at least a taste of it along the way. The one thing that I never had until I retired was my freedom. I always worked for somebody. I always had obligations to meet, and so freedom turns out to be a huge asset. And the other huge asset that I may have not thought about as much as a youngster as I do now is time. But let me tell you, I'm not a time waster. If I'm laying on a beach, I don't consider that to be wasting time. I'm doing that because I want to do that. But time is so precious, and like you just said, we have no idea how much time we have left for us, so let's get it done now.
Also, on the subject of health, the people looking toward retirement, and in the course of the interview, we're going to talk about what they should be thinking about in regard to where their kids live, and we need to be talking about their investments and financial preparation for retirement, and all that's important. But it's just as important coming up to retirement to take an inventory of your health.
It certainly is, and I did that before I retired, so that my company insurance and benefits could help me out as best I could there. I tell people, if you have any control at all over your retirement, and some of those retirements come on suddenly, so you might not have that control, but if you have any control of it, make sure you've got your health in good shape, your dental health, your mental health, all of that in as good a shape as you can, or at least a game plan laid out to get it fixed up. Because I do see so many of my friends, and you know, at 75, lots of them are leaving, and B, some of them are running into health problems. I see people kind of give up on their health and their dental and their, you know, everything else. They just kind of give up on it. And there's a lot of things I'm going to do in life, but I'm not going to give up on those things. I had a full mouth restoration, which was precipitated by a surfboard in the mouth. But, I spent a lot of money on my teeth, and you'd say, well, that's pretty vain for an old guy. Nah, for as long as I live, I want to be able to smile and have teeth at work, and so I spent the money and the time to get it done. So, yeah, health is a very, very important commodity.
Well, especially because if you don't take care of things, they can worsen and could, in fact, shorten your life.
Not only shorten your life, but cause you to become a real burden to those who love you and who are around you. And it's not just the extra work and money that you might put them to, but it's the worry that they have for you because they see you falling apart and it just guts them. So I think we owe it to ourselves and to those that we love to just do the best we can. And, yeah, time's going to take stuff away from you, but, you know, hang on for all it's worth.
Although I do have to tell you, I can't resist the opportunity here. My parents informed me when I was 20 that I was already a burden to them.
At our wedding, my father said to my wife as she was standing up there, and he said it quietly, so it was just to her, well, he's your problem now. That's a true story. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can, because my parents would remind me of that every year on my birthday. Anyway, Don Herzler is with us, the author of Suddenly Retired, A Roadmap for What Comes Next, transforming what's next into your next big thing. Excellent read and available from Amazon. We will have part two of this interview. There's a lot more still to come Sunday morning at 6:30 here on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX.